Shalom Uvracha, welcome everyone, Bez Hashem. Continue with Pele Yoitz, Shin number 304, on the topic of Dibur, specifically focusing on Zechiras Balak Ubilom, Zechiras Miriam, and Zechiras Yerushalayim. The Pele Yoitz was discussing the Asara Zichroinois and the Sum Sidurim, the Sheish Zichroinois, the six remembrances that are found after, at the end of Daving Shachris in the morning. And we'll be finishing this topic here of the Asara Zichroinois, and we begin first with the Zechiras Balak Ubilom, remembering what Balak and Bilam wanted to do. Balak, as we know the story in the Parsha, Balak went to hire Bilam to curse Klal Yisrael. And if not for HaKadosh Baruch Hu interceding and protecting us, Rachmanu Litzlan, that would have been the end of Klal Yisrael. Says the Pele Yoitz, of Zechiras Ma Sheyatsu Balak Ubilom, lastly is Avoseinu. We have to remember what Balak and Bilam planned to do to our forefathers. Nichlol Lizkar Ulisaper Mashe Bechol Dor Vador Oimdom Aleinu. So what is the kavana of remembering what Balak and Bilam tried to do to our ancestors in the Midbar? What we have to remind ourselves is that in every generation, and unfortunately, we have many constant reminders, Le'aleinu, that should never continue to happen to us, of how we have enemies, the anti-Semitism, of the hatred of the different nations of the world, where they come against us. Yachid, Rabim, whether it's an individual antagonist or whether it's a group, that their desire and their goal is L'chalo Yiseinu, to destroy us. And he's using the words, as we can remember from Haggadah of the Lel Seder, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Matzleinu Miyadam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu saves us. And this is from the words of Vehi Sha'amda L'Avoseinu. The very famous parish on the word Vehi. Vehi is Vav, Hey, Yud, Aleph. What protects us? What saves us from our enemies? And it's the Vav is the Shisha Sidre Mishnah. It's the Torah Shabal Peh. And the Hey is the Chamisha Chumshe Torah. And the Yud is the Aseret Sadibrois. And the Aleph is Hashem Echad. And let's understand that Shisha Sidre Mishnah is the Limud HaTorah. It's not the Sefer, the Mishnayos on your shelf, but it's the Limud HaTorah of the Torah Shabal Peh. It's the Limud HaTorah of the Chamisha Chumshe Torah. It's the learning of these Torah Shabchsav and Torah Shabal Peh. It's the fulfillment of the Aseres HaDibros. It's the Shmiras HaMitzvos. And then we can come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and have the protection of Hashem Echad. We have to, as the Pele Yoitz has been telling us, do our part. Our part is Limud HaTorah and Shmiras HaMitzvos. And when we have our part, V'hi Sha'amda L'Aviseinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just like He protected us against Balak and Bilam as the Pele Yoitz is referring to over here, so too he should continue to protect us as well. Excuse me. V'akosh Baruch Matzleinu Miyodom. V'eschiras Ma'is Miriam HaNeviyah. The next topic is remembering what Miriam HaNeviyah did. What did Miriam HaNeviyah do? And the Chavetz Chaim also has a whole kuntras, Zechiras Miriam. V'akosh Baruch Hu punished Miriam HaNeviyah. She was a Mitzayra. She became punished with Tzaras, and her intention was only for good. She wanted to understand why is Moshe Rabbeinu, her beloved brother, separating himself from his wife? Is he not a Navi just like we are, and we are still with our spouses? And her intention was only for good, and it was no malicious intent, and she loved her brother nonetheless. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was teaching us the severity of Lashon Hara. Nichlo lizkur l'sape toichochas al ovoin, ki rabbi machoivim l'roshu l'man yechridu bonim. And we are to learn out that even when a person has good intention on the person they love, if at the end of the day, halachically, it falls into the rubric of Lashon Hara, of evil speech, HaKadosh Baruch Hu punishes that person. Hashem brings the punishment to the person. It's a very serious punishment. And we have to remind ourselves that Lashon Hara applies today, even if there's no tzara'as in the form of leprosy, as it's loosely translated, of tzara'as. There are many other ways HaKadosh Baruch Hu punishes people, as we have been learning in the Shmiras HaLoshon topics of Chofetz Chaim. L'man yechredu banim, so that we can learn and be trembling and be fearful not to speak Lashon Hara. The third of discussion of this topic today, and the last of the Zechirus Asara Zichreinois, of remembering the 10 Zichreinois, is Zechirus Yerushalayim. Zechirus Yerushalayim. We all have to remember Yerushalayim. Uvizchirus Yerushalayim nichlo liskur lisabra kam vekam et sar ha-shamayim et sar kol ha-ilomois on the garim av nesenu. We cannot begin to understand and comprehend that sar ha-shchina, the pain kiviyoch HaKadosh Baruch Hu has, the fact that we are in Golus, whether we're in Bala Kinwood, whether we're in Muncie, England, Australia, Eretz Yisrael, is still in a state of Golus. We don't have the Beis HaMikdash. We don't have the Koyhanim Ba'avidosim. It's because of our chatoim, golinu meartzeinu, we have been kicked out from our land. And kol zman the Sheikh Tzikinu is not here, we are in that state of golus. And we have to realize that it's because of, as we say in the davening of Musaf, menei chatoinu, because of our averus. And therefore, we have to mechazak our shmiras mitzvahs, like we said, v'hi shamda, more limrat Torah, more shmiras mitzvahs. Zaklal. And this is the rule. Li kol medaber dover should goyim li yiro oy la avo es Hashem velishma kol dover toy velimshach yodoy miyas es korah. Anything that we do in regards to focusing on strengthening and the adherence to the shmiras hamitzvahs, to love of Hashem, to fear of Hashem, that's something we have to continue doing and strengthen. And avoiding ra and avoiding evil. To strengthen the asay, the mitzvahs asay, and strengthen the shmiras of mitzvahs lois asay, not to transgress. V'loshu b'tshuva chodoyme, and to do tshuva. What's the greatest aspect of tshuva? Hashiveinu avinu l'seira sech. We say in davening three times a day, bring us back to your Torah. Hashiveinu avinu l'seira sech. Then mitzvah kavod b'lvachi yichav and libel shemaim. Then the person is doing a mitzvah just as long as he also has kavon. He's doing this for Hashem's sake. B'lvachi yichav and libel shemaim. Make sure he's doing this for Hashem's sake, not for kavod. Ubeze yedabru yiri Hashem b'yoyisom b'chevras anoshim. Says the Peloyoyitz, when people gather together, we be very careful, because these are the topics of strengthening the mitzvahs of avas Hashem, yiras Hashem. These are the mitzvahs that we have to, these are the topics of conversation we should be speaking about in groups of people. And this is the focus, to elaborate, and the discussion should be in order to educate people. And the great benefits that come out from strengthening the mitzvahs. That's why we're here in this world. Lechazek, to strengthen. Shmiras ha-mitzvahs. And the words that we speak should be worthy and acceptable and favorable by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We just had Chanukah, the Yontif of Chanukah. What was the goal of the Yevanim? What was their number one goal? Lahashkich on Torisech, look in Alan Isim. The first thing that we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for is that we mention that we were victorious over what their goal was. La'ashkicham tarisach. Hashem is, we're thanking Hashem. We're still here. They wanted to do what? What's the number one thing they wanted to do? They wanted to cause us to forget the Torah. La'ashkicham tarisach. U'la'avir mechuk yirsanecha. Va'ata barachamecha harabim. With your tremendous mercy, you saved us. From what? La'ashkicham tarisecha. We should, each and every one of us, constantly think of ways. How can we mechazik? How can we strengthen other, the limud ha-Torah? I'll give a simple suggestion. If you're listening to this year, send it out to your friends. Send a link to your friends. Mechazik them. Mechazik shmiras ha-mitzvahs. Mechazik musar. If you're listening to this year, you can do the next step. Exactly what the Peleoites are saying. Send to your family, to your friends, say, I'm listening to this year, I benefit from this year. I think you can benefit as well. Explain to them what the benefits. And by this, we bring nachas to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem looks down and says, ah, that's my child. My child wants to strengthen mitzvahs. That's exactly what I want to see. And we should be zoiche, that it shouldn't just be a zechiras Yerushalayim. Shouldn't we just be remembering Yerushalayim? But through our adherence to the Asara Zichrona, is the 10 remembrances, and in some sitters, the 6 remembrances, which mechazek and strengthen our mitzvahs, v'hi sha'amda, the Shisha Sidre Mishnah, the Limud of Torah Shebaal Peh, the Limud of Torah Shebichsav, the Shmir Samitzvahs of the Asara Sadibrais, and Hashem Echad, the Aleph of Hashem Echad, v'hi sha'amda, and in that zchus, Mashiach Tzadkenu should come. And it won't be just a remembrance of Yerushalayim, but we'll all be back in Yerushalayim. Mehera b'yameinu.